بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. أما بعد، السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. We're still discussing the chapter that deals with Jumu'ah, with Friday, the Eid of the Muslims that happens every week. And today we will discuss Hadith number 135 and the Hadith of Jabir ibn Abdullah. And who will read it for us? Yes, brother.
Narrated Jabir ibn Abdullah radiallahu anhu, a person entered the masjid while the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was delivering the khutbah, sermon on a Friday. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to him, "Have you offered your prayer?" The man replied in the negative. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Get up and offer 2 rakat."
This is one of the etiquettes of Jumu'ah, and that is when you enter the masjid, generally speaking, whether it's Jumu'ah or not, you have to pray 2 rak'ahs before sitting down. This made some confusion to the companion, because now he entered the masjid, yet the imam was offering the khutbah. The imam was delivering the sermon. So he was a bit confused whether to sit without praying but listening to the khutbah, or to pray. The imam is offering the sermon and then he would not listen to it. So he did what was best in his mind, and this companion is Sulayk al-Ghatafani. May Allah be pleased with him. So he sat down. This leads us to another point, which is that the Prophet ﷺ was paying attention to what was happening in the masjid. So he saw something wrong. He interrupted his sermon and asked the man, "Did you pray 2 rak'ahs? He did not jump into conclusions. He did not say, "Stand up and pray." Because there is a possibility that the man prayed at the back where the Prophet did not see him ﷺ. So he asked him, and the man said, "No, I did not." And then the Prophet ﷺ ordered him to stand up and to pray. And that is why scholars differed in regards to the ruling on praying before or when or while the imam is offering the sermon. The scholars such as Shafi'i, Imam Ahmad, they say that it is mandatory for a person to pray 2 rak'ahs before sitting down, even if the imam is delivering a khutbah. Why? Because of this hadith. Other scholars such as Imam Malik and Imam Abu Hanifa, may Allah have mercy on their souls, said no, he must sit without praying 2 rak'ahs. Why? Because they said there are other hadiths where the Prophet ﷺ said, whoever addresses his brother or his friend or the one next to him by saying, "Shh, listen," then he had committed lahu. He had committed an act of uselessness. And they said that if instructing people to do good things would be lahu, then praying 2 rak'ahs would be lahu as well. And this analogy, this qiyas, is not accepted at all. And this justification is completely rejected. Why? Because we have the instruction of the Prophet ﷺ and we have the authentic hadith. One would say, didn't the companions know? Didn't the imams like Imam Abu Hanif and Imam Malik know about this hadith? Why did they say against it? First of all, as Muslims, we think highly and regard them greatly as imams of Islam. So we do not doubt them. We do not accuse them. On the contrary, we respect them to the extent that we say, maybe the hadith did not reach them. They did not know about it. Maybe. Maybe they knew about it but thought it was not authentic. Maybe they thought it was authentic but they thought that there are more overwhelming evidences. Either way, we follow their teachings. And Abu Hanifa said, may Allah have mercy on his soul, if you find a hadith that goes against my teachings, take my teachings and throw them on the wall. Meaning, disregard my teachings. Because the hadith is the pillar that Abu Hanifa is saying we abide by. And all of this has been reported by Imam Malik and also Imam al-Shafi'i. Imam Malik says, everyone among us, whatever they say, might be accepted or rejected, except the person in that grave. And he points at the grave of the Prophet ﷺ. You may never ever reject what he says. You have to accept everything he says. But Imam Malik says, all the other scholars, all the other companions, you may accept and you may reject because they're human. But the Prophet ﷺ, he is the messenger of Allah and he never utters a thing, he never says a thing except that Allah Azza wa Jal has commanded him to say. Therefore, we respect Imam Malik, we respect Imam Abu Hanifa, we respect Imam Shafi'i, we respect Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal, yet no one is above the Quran or the Sunnah. If they go against the Quran and the Sunnah, we give them the benefit of the doubt by saying they did this due to a reason that we may not know of, but never ever accuse them of wrongdoing or misleading the Ummah. A'udhu billah, they have been accepted by the whole Ummah. So it is part of the Sunnah to pray two rak'ahs before you sit down. We move on to hadith of Abdullah ibn Umar, may Allah be pleased with him. And the brother would read it for us, please.
Narrated Abdullah ibn Umar, the Prophet used to deliver the two khutbah while standing, separating them by sitting in between them.
Now, in this hadith, we learn what the Prophet used to do on Friday. Because this is not mentioned in the Quran, right? We don't have mentioning of how many khutbahs in Friday. Therefore, we have to learn it from the Sunnah. Ibn Umar tells us that the Prophet ﷺ used to deliver two sermons and he separates between them while a short pause by sitting down. And he used to deliver these khutbahs while standing. Therefore, scholars say that it is mandatory to have two khutbahs before Jum'ah. If you have it after the prayer, your prayer is invalid. And if you don't have any prayer, the Imam comes in and calls for the prayer and prays two rak'ahs, Jum'ah, this is invalid. It is a condition that you have two sermons before the Friday prayer. And they differed. What is the ruling on sitting in between them? The majority of scholars, and which is the authentic opinion, is that sitting is sunnah. It's recommended. If you don't sit, your khutbah or your sermon is correct. What is the ruling on delivering the khutbah standing up? Only Imam al-Shafi'i said that it is mandatory. If you're capable of standing up, you have to stand up. The majority of scholars say that it is not mandatory, but it is highly recommended. And it most likely that it is mandatory because the Prophet ﷺ had never ever offered it while sitting down. But if hypothetically we have someone who is a scholar but on a wheelchair, or a scholar who is unable to stand and he sits, his prayer is valid and it's no problem in doing it. Some think that it is part of the sunnah to hold a sword while giving the khutbah. So some of them, while giving the khutbah, have a sword, indicating that Islam was spread by the sword. And this is not part of the sunnah at all. Some of them even hold a stick. But it is not part of the sunnah. If you're healthy, if you're young, and if the pulpit has a fence like the majority of pulpits now, where you can lean on, you don't need anything to be carried, and it is not part of the sunnah to carry something in your hand. Now, what is the khutbah? Are there any particular etiquettes? There are a number of etiquettes that we have to learn, but we will postpone this until the break. So stay tuned, and inshallah, we'll be right back.